This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This Palm Sunday morning, I am feeling very hopeful as I think about who has the ultimate power. Recall on this day, people lined the streets to see Jesus enter Jerusalem, waving their palm branches as a sign of hope. Yet later on, when Jesus went before Pilate, he taught us an important lesson about ultimate power. When Jesus stepped in front of the crowd, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Yet Pilate told them he believed that Jesus wasn't guilty. But the Jewish leaders told Pilate, "By our laws, he's guilty because he calls himself the Son of God." The scriptures say that Pilate heard this and became more frightened than ever. Pilate took Jesus back inside and privately asked him where he was from. And to Pilate's confusion and disbelief, Jesus didn't answer him. Pilate then said, "Don't you realize that I have the power to either release you or crucify you?" And Jesus told him, "You have no power over me at all, unless it were given to you from above." The Jewish leaders told Pilate that if he released Jesus, he would not be considered a friend of Caesar. And it's obvious that Pilate thought Caesar had the ultimate power. Jesus, of course, had it right, and that's why I'm so hopeful this morning. Even as we anticipate another dire week with the COVID-19 pandemic, let us remain hopeful because, unlike Pilate, we know the one who has the ultimate power. And as you reflect on that, remember these words: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27:1. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, he has the ultimate power.